Ringers.
Mr. President, can we stop looking for it now?
No. It must be hiding here someplace. Well, the newspapers say there's a huge turkey in the Oval Office this Christmas.
Mr. President, please, sit down. Sir, do you ever worry that amid all this celebrating, we forgot the true meaning of Christmas?
I fear we do. Mark my words, we should never forget that on this day in Bethlehemshire, that a child was born unto Betty Grable. And the three wise guys traveled to bring him gifts of gold, frankenfurters, and turtles. I remember a call one Christmas morning, being so exciterized. I woke up at the crack of dawn and raced downstairs to the chrysanthemum tree. There was Mommy and Daddy watching as I tore off the wrapping of my presents to find that they'd gotten me the little train set I'd been hankering for.
Gosh, that's sweet, sir.
Yeah, 1998 was my best Christmas ever.
It's just a pity just one thing is spoiling this Christmas, sir, and Bin Laden is still on the loose.
I would not be so circumcised of that in respectitude of Bin Laden's abilitification, whatever, to avoid being capturated and incarcerated. I've got him tied up in the next office. Look, here he is. That is definitely Bin Laden. Just look at his rosy red cheeks, his enormous girth, his jolly fat legs.
Mr. President, I think you may have just captured Santa Claus. Quick, get that gag out of his mouth.
Well, in respect of ho, 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 and of ho, and in so much as this is Christmas, and in respect of...
No, it's all right. It's just John Prescott.
Don't be stupid. No one over the age of five believes John Prescott really exists.
BBC Radio 4, I'm Charlotte Green. You're so vain, you probably think the shipping forecast's about you. And now, our review of spoken word radio around the globe, A World in Your Ear with Emily Buchanan.
Hello. Now, we sometimes think that our very own Radio 4 is the only proper spoken word radio in the world. But this show will prove what an incredible variety of broadcasting there is out there. We begin with a French radio institution, music, and sycophantic chat with Monsieur Nédouard Chérine in Lâche Fin.
Bonjour et welcome to Lâche Fin avec moi, Monsieur Nédouard Chérine. Plus tard, je serai Jean par mes imités, Emma Freud et Arthur Smith et the big man out of the communards. Mais maintenant, comédie avec les twins de Nemo.
In Germany, the news programme Heute is famed for its confrontational interviews and thought-provoking analysis.
Sie hören zum Heute mit mir, John Humphreys.
Und mir, Sue McGregor.
Die Zeit ist genau 8 Uhr. Genau!
Jetzt, Gedanke für den Tag mit Rabbi Lionel Blue.
Well, guten Morgen, John. Guten Morgen, Sue. Guten Morgen, Sue. Whoever tut das Wetter. So can seek, seek nicht. It was seek dread open as no Lisa.
This week's final offering is so outlandish and foreign, when we picked it up off the airwaves, we couldn't work out which country it came from. And we still can't. We can only conclude these peculiar grunts and odd whines come from outer space. Channel 4. This is Hyacinth Bouquet. I'd like to complain about the vulgarity and smut that passes for entertainment on your television programmes. Hello? Hello?
Hello. You've reached me, Richard Whiteley, the Channel 4 Rapid Response Answering Service. So, let's now count down the responses available. For some of my excruciating wordplay, press pun. For Carol Vorderman, press 2 from the top and 1 from the bottom. For the German word for no, press 9. For fried potato, American style, press hash. If you want to talk to anyone on Channel 4 apart from me, press star. For customer service, press the top bell and ask for Big Boy Antoine de Cône. To watch Channel 4 on television, press 4. To listen to all of these messages again, press...
Frankly, Richard, I think I'd rather just press your head into a Moulinex blender.
BBC Radio 4, I'm Charlotte Green. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer isn't the only one with a very shiny nose. I put it down to the intense heat in this presentation booth and the fact that I've always been a martyr to combination skin. After Sue McGregor's shock announcement that she's leaving today, Radio 4 have announced they'll be trying out other presenters.
Hello, welcome to the Today programme with me, John Humphreys.
And me, Matt Smith, ace. This is the show all of us groovy people at Radio 4 think all you grown-ups are into. Pointlessly abrasive interviews with politicians, tedious consumer surveys, and thought for the day. Ace.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Coming up at 8:10, we'll be speaking to Ken Clark in the radio car.
And later in the show, we've got Will Self's Saturday essay. He's that tall bloke who sat next to Paul Merton and Have I Got News For You and wasn't funny. At all. Only joking. No, I wasn't. Ace.
The broken-headed somnambulists that comprise the new Labour intelligentsia quiver in anticipation. The eyedropper of time ejaculates its poison sack into the aqueous humour of destiny. The kraken awakes, devouring the prancing aborted fetus that is capitalism.
Wasn't that great? Maybe you know someone who loves long, pointless words, tortured metaphors and doing heroin. If you do, write in. Ace. Oh, look, John. Here comes Cromarty, the space-age cat.
That's not Cromarty, that's James Naughty. Right, so now it's time for our Today programme Competition Corner.
That's right. Remember last week we asked you to write in and tell us who was the new leader of the Conservative Party? Bit of a tough one. Well, his name is Ian Duncan Smith. So, congratulations, and a Today Show mug is winging its way to the only person who got it right. Ian Duncan Smith. See you tomorrow.
Not if I've got anything to do with it. Only joking. Ace.
Christmas in 3 words.
Oh, Santa's big sack. Tunging for a herd.
Hey, two little boys.
No, that's my line.
Christmas? Oh, no.
Dalek socks again.
Ferrets, ferrets, ferrets.
Fretlock Nicky Pepper.
In a time before history, in a place beyond your wildest dreams, there was one who sat upon a magical throne in a land of darkness and mystery. The Keeper of the Ring.
Nothing, nothing. See, not just one ring, you understand, but 12, you see, because verily... I am the Lord of the Rings, you say. 6 of them on each hand, 1 on each toe. And let me see, a big one on the end of my magic wand. Yes, indeed, you see.
Thus begins the saga in a land called Middle. Sbarra. There, in his camper van, the White One speaks to the hobbits in their ancient tongue.
Now, young hobbits, come sit on Uncle Jimmy's knee.
The Lord of the Signet Rings in cinemas now, with Lord of the Signet Rings 2, The Nightclub Years, out next Christmas.
Hello, please, Haverstock Hill.
Oh, hello, this is Michael Burke from the BBC.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Hello, this is Michael Burke.
Hi.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Yeah.
I write the songs of love and special things.
Yes.
I write the songs that make the young girls cry.
Yeah.
I write the songs, I write the songs.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to tell me?
Yes, I write songs to make you dance, a song of romance to take a chance. And I wrote some rock and roll so you can boogie.
Okay, thank you, bye-bye.
BBC Radio 3. Quiet, isn't it? That was... Well, we've already alienated all our potential listeners who didn't know what that was, haven't we? So there's really not much point in me telling you something you already know, is there? Yes, it's just us. Here. Safe and warm. Surrounded by mountains of vinyl. Oh, hang on. What's that? A mince pie? A mince pie on my sound recordist desk. Oh, no. Don't tell me that this is... It is, isn't it? It's Christmas Eve. No. No, you didn't realise it either, did you? Of course you didn't. No, because that's exactly the way we like it. Here at Radio 3, we don't make any concessions to Christmas, do we? No. You see, we play long, boring, religious records all year round. And very quietly.
Excuse me, sir.
Ah, 'tis my producer, young Bob Cratchit.
Kind sir, as tomorrow is Christmas Day, I wondered if perchance I could have half a day off to be with my family.
Half a day off?
Mm.
Oh, no. No, that'll never do. No, you scurry back into the booth and find me some more sublime Dvorak or incomparable Prokofiev. However, you may put another lump of coal on the fire.
Thank you, kind sir.
Don't worry, listeners. I haven't gone soft. You see, we need a roaring fire, as otherwise the steam-powered mixing desk doesn't work here at BBC Radio 3. Bah humbug.
Christmas in three words, BBC Radio 4.
Shake and vac.
Feeling Luke's presence.
Photocopying my boobs.
5 gold rings.
Harry Bloody Potter.
BBC Radio 4, I'm Charlotte Green. The trouble is, I taste too good. Sven-Göran Eriksson has been ordered to take a break by his bosses at the FA, and we can announce that Mr. Eriksson is making a diary of his holiday exclusively for Radio 4.
Today I have been told by my employers that I must pause my ceaseless watching of football and have some fun. I do not understand the word. The nearest equivalent in Swedish is stiffelmin, which means to flog oneself only very lightly with a birch twig. I am now packing all the items I need for our fun. My Hawaiian shirt, made of coarse yak hair. My beach towel, fashioned of rough whale hide and a human skull, to remind me of the vanity of this charade we call life. I'm going to the place, you English favour, for the purposes of fun. Ibiza. I am to be lodging it in the house. I hope it is a house made from wattle and moose antlers. Let's get ready to pâté. I have accepted an invitation from the disc jockey Sarah Cox to go clubbing.
Hello, not from spreading sympathy.
When I agreed, I believed that this clubbing would involve inflicting bruises on our own feeble flesh with cudgels. But we are instead dancing, which is apparently fun.
Hey, you are really, really a serious fun. Take one of these babies, Spenman.
It is an hour later, and I am filled with an intense rush of joy. I love everyone in the room. This is approximately 7 times better than sex, which I have had once. I am monged. Everyone in the house say, whoa-hoo.
So she had fun.
I'm having a great deal of fun, and for that reason, I now loathe myself. I shall return to my room, flagellate myself with a raw fish, chop off one of my toes, and watch a video of Darlington versus Macclesfield. Goodbye.
Welcome back to the ITV News at 10, with me, Trevor MacDonald, and Mary Nightingale. Ebony and Ivory, living together in perfect harmony. So it's Christmas Eve. Everyone, of course, is home, snug and warm with their families, enjoying the festive season. A part that is from John Sargent, who, as ever, is standing outside number 10 in Downing Street.
Yes, Trevor, what I can't tell you is why no one ever lets me go inside to do one of these reports. But what I can tell you is that there's no one here. It's dark, cold. I wish I had Teddy Nutkins with me. What I can tell you is that a child was born unto us in a stable, but what I can't tell you is whether that was because of ward closures at Mary's local hospital. Oh, hang on, something is happening behind us now. And yes, the door of number 10 has dramatically swung open and the Prime Minister's emerged to address the nation.
People of Britain. Relaxed stance, casual jeans. Sweat-stained mistletoe. It has just been brought to my attention that a child has most certainly been born unto us this Christmas. Baby Jesus truly is the people's child. Rejoice, for a new king is born. Pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum. And any failings in the hospital care enjoyed by his mother were not the responsibility of this government. Serious frown, concerned hair, scary Christmas eyes. No, it was the responsibility of the Pharisees, the Bethlehem City Council, and, of course, the last Tory government. Firm glance, relieved pointy finger, peace on earth to all men smile.
My name is Gregory Dyke. And I'm sick and bloody tired of hearing nothing but posh voices on Radio 4. From now on, I want real people who talk proper English. And I'm not dumbing down. I'm bloody, bloody not. So, my all-new lineup goes like this.
Hello, you're listening to Today with me, John Humphreys.
And me, Barbara Windsor.
With a new, less confrontational style.
Oh, that's right. I won't have no trouble, not in my studio.
Right, now, that is followed by Woman's Hour, presented by me, Lily Savage. And I'll be asking Anne Widdecombe what it feels like to be a woman trapped in a man's body. Then, it's time for a letter from America.
Cookies. Today's letter from America is the letter A.
That's right. Hey!
All these gems, and not to mention...
Brain of Britain with me, Jordan.
And Thinking Aloud with me, David Beckham.
And after a tiring day, why not unwind with the book at bedtime read in the inimitable dulcet tones of me, Ian Paisley?
That's right. Now, that is my new look, Radio 4. And it's bloody brilliant. Now, don't bother complaining, because feedback is now presented by this man.
Comprehensible.
Christmas in three words. Big teeth, sweat.
Merilicious festivadal celebrationism. It's all lovely.
On Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Christmas in three words. I don't want to give you that.
BBC Radio 4. I'm Brian Perkins. Soft, strong and very, very long. I've just come from the Radio 4 Christmas panto. I was in it. Me, Brian Abenaza Perkins. There was a lot of drama backstage. Nicholas Parsons tried to get a lad in, but the lad wasn't having any of it. Ned Sherrin was Mother Goose. Libby Purvis was the back end of Jenny Murray. And You and Yours was wishy-washy. No change there, then. The Radio 4 pantomime. Oh, yes, it was.
Good afternoon, Camden Car Pound.
Oh, is that the wheel clamping department? Oh, hello, I'm the doctor. I need to be released.
Right, OK, you have to make payment?
Yes.
What's the location of your vehicle?
It's not permissible, is it, to remove the clamp yourself, is it?
It's not, no.
Well, that is unlawful.
It certainly is, sir.
Because I did this with my sonic screwdriver. Most of the metal was atomised.
OK, are you saying that you've taken the clamp off already, or was that another time?
That was another time, yes.
Oh, okay.
I did that in the future. Well, it depends which way you look at it, really.
Yeah, OK. What's the location of the vehicle?
So when can you get this clamp released from my vehicle?
Right, the waiting period is 1 to 4 hours. However, since you are a doctor...
Yes.
...you can make notes on the form.
Oh, very good, very good. How soon do you think?
Hopefully within an hour.
How do you think the people will get to me? I'm quite a long distance away.
What is the location of the vehicle?
It's Gallifrey, 0.07703 from Galactic Zero Centre. Gallifrey, have you heard of that?
I'm afraid I haven't, no.
Well, that's where I am.
Which actual street is your car on?
Well, I mean, you could call it a car. It's, I like to call it a vehicle, really. They did a very ingenious job clamping it. Goodness gracious, they go for anything, don't they?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not there. I can't see what the vehicle is, sir.
Have your people ever released a wheel clamp from a TARDIS before?
No.
What methods do they use to remove the clamp?
Sorry, sir, are you winding me up?
No, I'm just checking the details. It's of paramount importance. Yes. Too many variables. Too crude. If they use that method, the Eye of Harmony will be closed and the universe will be pulled inside out. Could they use a sonic screwdriver?
Hello?
Who is that?
Well, I'm the manager.
Oh, have you regenerated? A moment ago you had quite a different voice. So, some of your engineers will come to my TARDIS and release the clamp, will they?
They most certainly will.
Anyway, goodbye, my dear.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
You sound very, very lovely. What's your name?
It's Lisa.
Lisa, maybe you'd like to travel through time and space with me.
Well, we can always see about that.
Robbie Williams here. Thank you for me 5 hours as me
8 Ferraris and my supermodel girlfriend live the dream. I'm number one in the charts with something stupid. Nicole Kidman. No, just unfortunately, she's not here, so I'm going to sing it with another pouting, red-headed sex pot. I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me, Robbie Williams, King of Stoke. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Shame about that. And afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. But not me though, I'm off it now. And then you go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like,
"Who are you? Don't see the key."
Right, your turn, Robin.
Well, I can see it in your eyes, the little spies in your lives. The night before, you did not be true. Everything is a line from me, and everything's here right before. Everything's on the phone.
I practice every day, but I can't work out what you say. Please make the meaning come through.
Can't make the meaning come through. I'm getting on you.
No, it's no good. You're worse than Jerry Halliwell. I'm off. Actually, you're a bit better than her. Mum, this is your son singing. I love you. Ta-ra.
Yeah. But I love you.
You've been listening to Dead Ringers. It was performed by John Culshaw, Jan Ravens, Mark Perry, Kevin Connolly and Phil Cornwall. It was written by Tom Jameson and Neff Fountain. John Holmes, Lawrence Howarth, John Culshaw, Tony Roach, Danny Robbins and Dan Tetzel, Dave Cohen and Paul McKenzie. It was devised by Bill Dare. The producer is Mario Stelianides.
Christmas in three words. No, goodbye.